One of the things that tells us is that it's actually a more primitive dinosaur.
Now, the third and fourth fingers are very small, probably not very functionally effective. The hand of Ceratosaurus, having shorter fingers, even though it had four fingers, was definitely not as good for slashing prey.
Ceratosaurus is a very deep skull with, for its size, extremely big teeth. So this guy was focusing on the head as its weapon, not its claws.
During the Jurassic period, over 150 million years ago, Ceratosaurus stood out as an apex predator. The Rocky Mountain region of America, where it lived, would be unrecognizable today.
Back during the late Jurassic, in what's now the Rocky Mountain region, the entire landscape was essentially flat. Rivers were pretty much flowing across the floodplain from west to east. The entire floodplain was probably scattered with these rivers, with ponds and lakes and large meadows.
In between the rivers, it might have been a little bit drier. And we know that this aridity may have caused animals to locate themselves more closely along the rivers and along the belts of vegetation that surrounded the rivers.
Ceratosaurus was perfectly designed for hunting in the densely forested areas that surrounded the river systems. When it attacked, clearly it used one of its very effective weapons, its blade-like teeth.
When you look at the skull of a Ceratosaurus, you'll notice that they have two different tooth designs. The teeth in the lower jaw are very typical of predatory dinosaurs. Come to a pretty sharp edge and pretty devastating. But the upper teeth are immensely long. You talk about an overbite. This guy's upper teeth are incredibly long, and those teeth are shaped exactly like the blade of a knife, and they're serrated. Those teeth did some dirty work.
These teeth would have certainly ripped through any flesh. And one of the problems with the teeth, though, is they certainly are not as strong as other teeth of theropod dinosaurs laterally. So a Ceratosaurus maybe could not have grabbed a large animal with its mouth and then shook the prey within its mouth.
Their teeth were razor sharp, but paleontologists discovered something intriguing. They were not designed to cut bone, and its less than powerful hand claws did not appear capable of slashing bone. So Ceratosaurus may not have been responsible for the deep gash marks found on the bones from the site.